Okay, RK101. About this of simply, you know, as I say them, looking at my life, I've been through this few times, and they are very powerful experiences for me. Where you just have to say, or have concluded that it's the best thing to say to God, right here, right now, that please just use me as you want, just guide me, I'm yours. I fully depend on you. And this is what we find there in this Saranagati. So it's of course what it's about, but it's also just the reality of life that you get to sooner or later, no matter what language you speak, or you know, Sanskrit or Swedish, or if you're Indian or American or whatever, Chinese. The times which also now I exactly in these days have done, you know, you get to points in life such as this is one, when you really understand that you are entering old age. In other words, your body is, but you in there are forever. So there are realizations coming up, you know. As living documentations of what we read in these books, Bhagavad Gita and so on. And that's what these books are about, real life that we deal with on a daily basis. So, you know, in these days I was just praying, Krishna, what shall I use the rest of my life in this world for? You can count the years at least that are left. And people around me are leaving one after another. So, yeah, this is how I've been praying pretty much out of, you know, when you're a pensioner, I think it never happened to me, but I heard it from others. One problem can be that you don't have anything to do anymore. Some people, the way I see, understand it here in Sweden, their job is their lives, it's their identity. So there are those questions coming up also, just so you know it, you youngsters, when you're approaching that age. And I'm sharing it to you youngsters because I think that these questions, if you can ask them and getting them answered, even at a young age, you are way ahead and your life can become much more satisfying and happy and meaningful. Yes, God, here am I, little part of you, servant, completely dependent on you, and I have tried now to fulfill my dreams, carry out my plans, to get results that I want to get, that I think are good to get and achieve. And yes, some of those were the right choices, and some or other I got the intelligence from you to achieve them and realize them. And what I can say I learned from this life is that this is the way it works. And this is the first thing I was told when I came to the Krishna temple, that yes, you can go out and want to do good in the world, but if you become a servant of God, then God can give you abilities to do things you couldn't do otherwise. Whew. That kind of sums it up. So yeah, we call it surrender, but that's a word we use while giving lectures, but when we are here, and I'm just telling from my own immediate experience, that when you do that, every time I did that really seriously and ready to then be led by God, that's the trick of it, because you can give hot air and speak nice prayers and this and that, asking for guidance, and then someone comes from a completely different direction than what you were looking into and thinking of going, and a person who maybe is not one of those big important people that you respect to come and give you divine guidance, but just a simple person coming there from a different direction and pulling you in to some project or whatever, or just the circumstances, and all of a sudden you are somewhere where you couldn't in your wildest imagination imagine yourself to be just a few weeks earlier. That happened to me a few times in my life, and it kind of is happening right now. I don't know. I don't care anymore. You lead me, God, wherever you want me to. And well, if there's any fear, because that's what it always can be there when you are standing in before such a crossroad, you know, such a some important look here. You can go on safely and comfortably in your tracks. You're a pensioner now, nothing more is expected of you in this life. You can just be lazy, now finally enjoy yourself. Yeah, that's what I think we should be allowed to think. But maybe, as in some of us, it gets boring and you feel, hey, there is a mission left here to be accomplished. My life mission, whatever it is. And there you go. Now, if that then leads us into an unexpected direction, because that's also something nice with being old, that you have, again, for some time, there's a window there before you really start to get old and incapacitated. You have freedom, just like you had when you were young, a student type. Some oldies even start going to the university, and I mean, why the youngsters are laughing, oh, he's going to die soon, I mean, what's the use of that? Just waste of money, tax money. But yes, so growing old means also that you're not taken seriously, which means you're free to do what you want. They will generally leave you alone, that old fool. So you can say what you want. Who cares? You're going to die soon anyway. And I think that's why, for instance, we find these internationally renowned experts out there on YouTube today speaking sometimes really non-politically correct knowledge that they have. So yeah, there's definitely no time for falling asleep for us who live on planet Earth right now, because your comfortable bed may not be there tomorrow. I mean, don't want to be alarmist here, but we know it, right? And you find it there in the Bhagavad Gita, that good times, bad times, they are all temporary, not everlasting. See, if you sit in your cozy little home, in your cozy little town, in a cozy little country somewhere, where you've been rich, maybe some of the richest country in the world, and got used to that, and complain about not having that too, and the other one there, the right weather, and the right this, and the right that. So, yeah, maybe looking down upon others who don't have the right clothes, or know exactly the right social codes, or the face and the looks and the hair. You know, that's the way it goes. If we look historically, the old Roman Empire, watch that movie. What's his name? But Fellini was his name. Anyway. Satyricon. It says it all. Well, you know, that's where we are. Western societies, they look much like that. And people who became superficial, materialistic. Narcissistic, psychopaths, narcissists rule. It's like a times we live in, they're like a even more extreme in certain ways that you find in these old Puranas. Bhagavad Purana, Srimad Bhagavatam, describing how it will be in this age of Kali. Well, that's where we are now. For sure. But well, you can lean back and say, yes, it's going to be a nuclear end to it and all the demons will be killed. And Prabhupada said this and that. But he also said that Lord Chaitanya came. And that will begin a golden age.